Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we take up a sensory travel to a sunset moment as sketched by Sangam literary work Natrinai 187, penned by the Sangam age namesake of an adored female poet, Abbayar. The verse is set in the Nadal landscape or coastal regions and speaks in the voice of the lady as she mulls over the parting of the man at the end of his tryst by day. Nadal koomba, nilal kunakku uluha, kalseer mandilam sivandu nilam taniya, palpum kaanalum alhinrandre, inamani ulippa, poludubada pooti, meimali kaamathu yam toludu oliya, தேரும் செல்புறம் மறையும் ஊருடு யாங்கு ஆவது கொள்தானே தேம்பட ஊது வண்டு இமிரும் கோதை மார்பின் மின்னிவர் கொடும் பூன் கொண்கனொடு இன்னகை மேவி நாம் ஆடிய பொழிலே. With the first two words, Nadal Koomba, the poem establishes the time of the day and sets it in the evening when a blue lotus closes its buds and retires for the day. From time, we move to the mention of a direction in Kunakku or east. Kalseer Mandilam talks about a sundown amidst the mountains. Poludu Pada and Toludu Oliya ring with the innate rhythm of the Tamil language. The phrases Kodai Marbu, meaning garlanded chest, and Kodum Poon, meaning curved jewel, describe the adornments on the Kongan or Lord. The verse ends touching upon the polil or the grove that the lady seems to have relished in. After registering these striking images, let's slow down to gather the full picture. The man and lady have been in a love relationship, and the man takes to trysting with her by day in a seaside grove. One day, suddenly noticing that the sun is about to set, the man takes leave of the lady to depart to his town. As he parts away, the lady says to herself, "The blue lotus closes its buds, shadows sway to the east. The sun setting amidst the mountains turns red, cooling the land around. The many-flowered grove is covered with darkness too. Dusk descends and horses being tied make assorted bells resound. As I stand with my form filled with passion and bring my palms together in gratitude, the chariot hastens and vanishes to a dot. The Lord wears radiant curved jewels around his neck and garlands on his chest, inviting those buzzing bees to swarm around, intent on gathering honey. With him I have frolicked with ecstatic joy in this grove. Now what will this grove and town mean to me?" With these words, the lady expresses the angst in her heart as the man parts. Now, time to deepen our experience through reflection. The lady paints a sensory portrait of the moment the man leaves. The first image she draws is that of a blue lotus that had been basking in the sun, closing its buds. Hold this image for a little while. Then she points to how the shadows seem to be pulled to the east, which hints to us that the maker of shadows, the sun, happens to be setting in the west at the moment. The blushing on the sun's cheeks then catches her attention, and looking around, she finds the bright flower-filled orchard shrouded in a blanket of gloom. After drenching us in these visuals and fragrances, she bids us to listen to the sounds around. Bells of many kinds tinkle, and we learn that this is because of a horse being tied to a chariot hurriedly. The man who had lost count of time was now rushing to leave. As his chariot speeds by, the lady stands with her palms touching each other in a sign of greeting. Place the lady with folded hands on one side and recall the image of the blue lotus closing its buds on the other. Do you see how both evoke the same ecstatic beauty of having basked in the brightness of a passion and now seem to be in a moment of gratitude for what was? The lady then describes the man as one wearing garlands that attract bees, intent on gathering honey, and thus fills our taste buds with sweetness. When she talks about the curved jewel lying around the neck of the man, we feel the touch of metal on skin. And finally comes the question of how she can bear to be in that grove and town that was bereft of the lord of her heart. Thus, in an exquisite description of a moment in time, the lady reveals how the parting away of the man fills both her inner world and outer world in the shade of dusk. The bridge between the within and without is etched in our hearts by this poignant poem of earning. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.